was 10 years ago. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan. 10 years, U.S. and NATO allies remain far from reaching their goals. Those are not our words, but the words of former commander, retired Army General Stanley McChrystal. Amrullah Saleh, do you know where you were 10 years ago?
Yes, 10 years ago, I was near Bagram Air Base with the Afghan forces and with American Special Forces fighting the Taliban.
So you were actually not only listening to the bombs falling, you were actually helping to pick targets.
Yes, I was part of the intelligence team working on the targeting.
We're talking with Amrullah Saleh, who's the former head of Afghanistan's National Security Directorate. He's in our BBC studio in London this morning. And, you know, we're talking about a decade of war in Afghanistan. Can you say at this point, before we look back at those early days, what still stands to be accomplished, if anything, in this war over 10 years?
The main reason why we are in this stalemate and we are not achieving something in conventional terms is we have to give Pakistan a title, whether they are an ally or a hostile state, because they are helping the Taliban still, and the Taliban leadership are not under any heat and pressure, and they are enjoying safe havens and sanctuary in Pakistan, and they are able to plan attacks against NATO and Afghan forces. So what keeps us from achieving a desirable victory is the lack of cooperation from the government of Pakistan.
It sounds like what you're saying, Amrullah Saleh, that Pakistan is hostile, that you have no doubt, it seems in your mind, that they're not an ally, they are an adversary here.
Well, we were sort of lonely in saying this based on facts, but now I'm glad it comes out of mouth of most senior military and civilian officials in Washington and other major capitals. You probably know Admiral Mike Mullen said that Haqqanis are actually a branch of Pakistan's intelligence service. That's not me saying so, but the realization is there that Pakistan is not cooperating. Not only they are not cooperating, they are also helping those who kill Americans and Afghans to plan plan and execute such deadly attacks. So if people plan to kill Americans and kill Afghans, why we should call them friends and allies?
Talking with Amrullah Saleh, former head of Afghanistan's National Security Directorate from 2004 to 2010, he was a principal fighter in the war in Afghanistan from the early days, 10 years ago today, that war began. Amrullah Saleh, you know, in the early days, it was the Northern Alliance who had lost their leader, Ahmad Shah Massoud, who sort of was the kind of linchpin of unity in Afghanistan, fighting the Taliban and rolling up the Taliban and what was then what we believe to be al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And those early victories gave way to a sense of we don't really know who we're dealing with. And now, you know, the enemy in Afghanistan is, you say, perhaps Pakistan, maybe it's the Taliban. You mentioned the Haqqani network. What is the mission in Afghanistan right now, in your view?
Well, if I am to remind Western audience what is the mission, when the intervention started, they told us, they meaning Americans and rest of the international community, that the mission was to defeat al-Qaeda, push the Taliban into irrelevance and defeat them, possibly, and help the Afghans create a viable state. That was the mission. The first two objectives were achieved easily in the initial days. When it came to state building, there was less resources in the early years devoted to that because the start of the Iraq War. And then Pakistan was counted as an ally, whereas Pakistanis kept the Taliban in hibernation. And in 2006, they re-allowed them to wage insurgency against the Afghan government and NATO forces in Afghanistan. Now, the dilemma is the fundamental problem which brought the West into Afghanistan, i.e. extremism, is not solved. So the solution is not to say we are fatigued by war, it has been too long. The solution is why you went there and why you should be there Those are very key questions. The fundamental problem is not solved. Taliban are not irrelevant. Al-Qaeda is weakened, but it's not dead. It has not died, and Pakistan is not cooperating, and the Afghan state is not still viable.
Are these views what got you in trouble with Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan?
When President Karzai started to become very benign and appeasing towards our enemies at the cost of big achievements we have had over the past 10 years or more, and I lost my influence to do something meaningful from inside the system, I decided to leave and do something from outside the system.
Well, then let me ask you some tough questions then. Do you think Hamid Karzai now is a puppet of the Pakistanis?
He's not a puppet of the Pakistanis. He is largely detached from the reality, and he makes a lot of personalistic decisions. And he's not a strengthening democracy. More than half of his cabinet is illegitimate. They don't have the vote of our parliament. The parliament is dysfunctioning because he uses manipulation in regards to the parliament instead of working with them. His respect for civil society has declined significantly. And his main policy lines in regards to big issues are at times blurred. He is one day in sync with narrative of the West. One day he is against it. One day he calls on Pakistan as a brotherly nation and a state. And the next day he says Pakistan is the main problem. So he has confused the Afghan public. Instead of creating a narrative to rally the Afghan public for the mission, which is to defeat the Taliban.
Well, then let's leave our listeners with this. Is there anyone in Afghanistan, and I would include U.S. policymakers, who could step up and lead the country beyond its sense of tribal paternalism, corruption, and transcend the divisions and move forward?
No, that's a wrong question. To ask who is there better than Karzai is a wrong question. The question should be how we can open up the space for the Afghan political leaders to come up and create alternative. That is what should be done. If the entire resources of a state is in the hands of one man, there's no space for alternative politics. So your mission is not there only to defeat the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, but also create a viable state which will promote democracy. And as I mentioned in my first remarks, the third objective has not been achieved.
To make a viable nation, Afghanistan. It's almost as though you're saying the takeaway is it's democracy, stupid, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you have had a lot of compromise over the state building agenda in Afghanistan, and that needs to be corrected. We still have not lost the entire opportunity. We have opportunities left. A lot of times the West thinks that either it is Karzai or nobody, and I disagree with
All
that
right.
notion.
A great takeaway. Amrullah Saleh, former head of Afghanistan's National Security Directorate, thinking about the Afghan war 10 years after the bombs began to fall. Thank you so much for being with us.
You are welcome.
Thank with our involvement in Afghanistan lasting a whole decade, what's your takeaway? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org and join the conversation. I'm John Huckenberry. Celeste Headlee is under the weather this morning. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.